This is Tom, and welcome to Fourth Watch One, our quick, about 4 minute long podcast. It's been a while, but we're back, and I'm glad you're joining us. Ever wonder how many stars there are in the heavens? Well, I have too, though no one knows for sure how many there are except God. And despite all the exponential advances in science, we may never know this side of heaven, and I'll explain why momentarily. But here's what we do know. In our own solar system, we have the sun, right? It's quite literally the centerpiece of our solar system, which is why it's called the solar system, with Earth and the other eight planets, if we're counting the dwarf planet Pluto, always revolving around the sun. Now, every schoolboy and schoolgirl knows this, and they also know that our sun is actually a star. It's our sun, our star, and our solar or sun system. So what about the far larger galaxy in which our solar system is a part of? Our galaxy is known as the Milky Way. Some of us have seen the Milky Way. I've seen it while at sea many years ago and in remote regions of the world where there's little light pollution. The Milky Way is that swirling band of stars that stretches across the night sky, and we're able to see it, though we're a part of it, just like you might be able to see a long stretch of highway winding in the distance that you're actually driving on. So we know how many stars there are in our solar system. One, right? And we know that that star is our sun. But how about the estimated number of stars in the Milky Way, our galaxy? That number is about 400 billion, and that's a lot. In fact, it's incomprehensible. But it's not nearly as incomprehensible as is the number of stars in the entire universe. To estimate the number of stars in the entire universe, we have to first consider the universe itself, which we now know to be about 13.8 billion years old. We also know that the universe is expanding. The Bible has been telling us about this expansion for thousands of years. For instance, in Job 9, 8 through 10, one of my favorite passages, by the way, from perhaps the oldest book in Scripture, it says, quote, "He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He is the maker of the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellations of the south. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. When he passes me, I cannot see him. When he goes by, I cannot perceive him." End quote. So yes, he alone stretches out the heavens, and yet science has only discovered the truth of this expansion, this stretching out of the heavens, in the past century. And the expansion of the universe is key, and it may be why we may never be able to determine the number of stars in the universe. Why? Well, first we have to understand that light only travels at 186,000 miles per second. And I know I say only, and yet that sounds unbelievably fast, and it is. But the universe is so immense that the light we're now seeing from the most distant observable stars is the light those stars were emitting eons ago. Even the light from our own sun takes 8 minutes to get here. So we know that the light from stars in the farthest reaches of the universe, wherever that is, hasn't even reached us yet, and it may never reach us since the universe continues to expand. So what about the number of all the observable stars, the ones where their light has already reached us in the universe? We don't know that either. The stars are so numerous, their number is simply unfathomable. That said, there are estimated numbers of stars in the known universe. I've heard one astronomer say about 50 billion trillion. Others have said at least a septillion, which is 1 followed by 24 zeros, or 10 to the 24th power, which is again incomprehensible. Anyway, it all gives us greater perspective as to how incomprehensibly vast our universe is and how great is God who created it all and continues to stretch out the heavens. Thank you for listening. Tell others. Our next episode will be in a few weeks or less, and God bless.